The Finding by Nina Borden.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. No one knew where Alex came from, only where he was found. On the day of his finding, the mist lay on the river, a soft white vapour drifting on the brown Thames, lazily stirred by the slow tide of the water into smoky tendrils and curls. There was no wind that March Sunday morning, and for a few seconds, just before 6 o'clock, no sound from the city, no traffic, no hooters, no sirens, no bells. Even the seagulls were silent, sleepy and chilled in the dawn. Either side of Cleopatra's Needle on the embankment, the two huge sphinx lay, lion arms outstretched on the parapet, bronze guardians of an Egyptian obelisk of stone. The left-hand sphinx, this particular morning, was guarding something else, too. In its arms, when Big Ben struck the hour, a bundle began to struggle and cry. A small fist stuck out. Hit unfamiliar cold stone, and the cries became loud with outrage, startling a gull roosting on the head of the sphinx. The gull peered down with one yellow eye and flew off downriver, mewing a warning. Most people know when and where they are born. A fine boy, the doctor has said, or a beautiful daughter. Later their father and mother will say, "You are such a funny little scrap, all red and bawling." A finding is much more exciting than a birth, Alex.